this episode of Between Good Podcasts, Jungle Cruise. Hey, welcome to Between Good Podcasts, episode 159. This is your host, Mark.
Luke.
How you doing, Luke?
I'm doing good. I'm doing better than an ant.
Better than an ant.
Yeah. I imagine most ants get crushed eventually.
You're talking about the insects, not the relative, right?
Maybe.
Although I don't know how your ants are doing, so you may be doing better than them.
Yeah, my statement still stands.
Okay. It's been a while since we've done this.
Yeah, it has. So, you like water?
Yes, I like water. It's necessary for life.
Do you like the back of water?
The back of water. That sounds like a reference.
Do you like jungle cruises?
Yes, I do like jungle cruises.
Do you like Disney being greedy and getting a lot of money?
Well, they do make a fine entertainment product.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So yeah, Jungle Cruise is a movie that we recently watched.
It has The Rock and the type you can actually have a conversation with.
Yes, many other rocks you cannot have a conversation with.
Yeah.
I've never had a conversation with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but have you?
No.
Oh. He's probably an interesting person to talk with. He's
probably bald.
Yes. Although I have seen him in movies with hair before, but yes, he's mostly bald now. Yeah, so Jungle Cruise is the latest movie in a trend that Disney's been doing where so a couple trends. They've been rebooting their classic animated movies, which does not describe this one, but also they've been making movies out of their classic rides.
Yeah, that's what they did with Pirates of the Caribbean back in like 2003.
Yep, and Tomorrowland, although that's a area of the park, not a ride, but same thing.
Then they did it with the Haunted Mansion, and that was a really bad movie, so they stopped doing that for a while.
Oh, I forgot about Haunted Mansion, yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, it was so bad I repressed the memory. All right, so Jungle Cruise, do you want to give a spoiler-free plot synopsis?
Okay, so basically, there is a lady, and she has a brother, and they are rich because money, I guess. The lady thinks that the legend of Spanish people and magic tree exists. So she's going to the Amazon River, where she thinks that the tree is. She also brings her brother. And also they're chased by a German. And it's World War I.
And the German gets around in what kind of vehicle?
Submarine.
A submarine, because submarines and rivers go together.
Yeah. It's not yellow, though.
And the magic tree heals people, right?
Yeah.
And along the way, she meets a river guide that helps her on her adventure.
Yeah, The Rock.
The Rock.
The type you can have a conversation with.
Yes, the type you can have a conversation with.
I wonder how well a non-conversational rock would handle a boat.
If you put too many rocks in the boat, it would sink.
Potentially.
All right, so this is a 2021 movie. So it came out this year. It's rated PG-13. Of course, it stars Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt. And also, I'm looking at my list and yeah, there's some more people in there, but ones. I can't find the name of the German guy, the German actor, but he did a very fine job. Whoever that was.
He has a good mustache.
Oh, Jesse Plemons. Yes, he had an excellent mustache.
Yeah.
All right. What did you like best?
I think... Wait, is the recording still going?
Yeah, it's still going. Sorry, I just went to screensaver.
Okay. I think the best thing, I think the best thing in the movie was, I like the German guy.
The German guy was good. I liked how they did the jokes, because if you haven't been on the ride at Disney, it's a, like, I don't know, maybe 10-minute boat ride where they show you some animals. So the ride itself wouldn't be terribly exciting, except for all the bad puns that they tell. So they did a really good job of starting off the movie with some bad puns, like the backside of water, to just, okay, there, we've got the bad puns out of the way, and then they kind of paused with that, but then they sprinkled them in through the rest of the movie.
Huh.
So I thought that was good for the pacing.
Yeah. Say, the animals on the ride are animatronics, aren't they?
They are.
Oh.
Yep. What would you have done differently?
I think I would have changed a bit of the ending, but I won't say because it'll spoil the movie.
Okay, there is a huge spoiler or a huge plot twist right in the middle that we won't talk about because Between Good Podcasts has a strict no spoiler policy. Let's see. They use a certain insect as a plot device to enable the final battle. I thought that was goofy. But that's my biggest complaint.
Last time I checked, Goofy's a dog, not an insect.
Yes, that's a very appropriate Disney reference. All right. So, onto our rating scale. It's gotta see it. See it if you have time. Don't see it. What do you give this one, Luke?
I think... see it if you have time. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I think I'll do that too. I'll give it a see it if you have time. If you're a fan of the Jungle Cruise ride, gotta see it. Otherwise, yeah, it's just a Disney movie.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you'd like to say about the Jungle Cruise? I imagine this is what a conversation with a rock would be like.
I mean...
A rock, not the rock.
You're probably right.
All right. That wraps it up for this episode of Between Good Podcasts. This has been your host, Mark.
Luke.
And we're Between Good Podcasts. If you're a fan of the Jungle Cruise... Excuse me. If you're a fan... Don't worry, I'll go back and edit that out later.